Captain's log, stardate 5442.8. First Officer Spock and I have been directed to act as Federation representatives to discuss conflicting claims to the metal-rich, uninhabited world of star WWB-7. We are proceeding on course to the neutral world of Pomfrence to meet with Ambassador Koft of the Klingon Empire and Envoy Vendees of the Romulan Sphere.
Enjoy yourself, Captain. I understand Pomfrence is a very appealing world, but be sure and let the Klingons and Romulans know where we stand.
I'm afraid we won't have much time for the former, Mr. Scott. This is strictly a business trip. Besides, the Romulans agreed to this meeting provided all participants remain within the confines of the Pomfrencian off-planet mission.
Which means no sightseeing and no waste of time.
I might have known you'd look at it like that, Mr. Spock.
Mr. Scott, I did not know you exhibited tendencies towards telepathy.
Haggis. Mr. Kyle.
Yes, Chief.
Prepare for beam down. Are you ready, Captain, Mr. Spock?
Ready.
Ready, Chief.
Energize, Mr. Kyle.
Hello.
Warp and greetings.
I'm Captain Kirk of the USS Enterprise, and this is Mr. Spock, my first officer.
How farest thou, Captain? Call me Amalog of the Bureau. I represent the government of Pomfrence. Ambassador Koft and Envoy Vendees await you in the conference bubble. I have been directed to escort you there. You are several minutes late. Klingon Imperial Representative Koft is displaying much temper.
Sounds like Koft, all right.
The other Federation representative is already here, too.
Other representative?
Amalod. We know nothing of another Federation representative to this convocation.
Dearest me, his credentials appear quite in order.
What's his name?
Spratt, I believe. Jack Spratt.
Odd name.
All Terran names are odd. What is odd is that we were not told that Starfleet was sending a third observer to the conference.
Peculiar indeed, Mr. Spock.
We're here.
And I tell you, Vendees, this is merely another of the slimy, unmentionable subterfuges that the Federation employs to... Captain Kirk, Mr. Spock, so delightful to see you again.
The feelings are mutual, Koft.
Yes. Well, allow me to introduce First Officer Cattell of the Imperial Battle Cruiser Avenger.
Mr. Spock.
Officer Cattell.
Morning, Vendees. I almost didn't recognize you.
I'm not offended, Captain Kirk. It is our claim to the world known presently only as WWB-7 that I wish you and your government to recognize. My assistant, Subaltern Wuongs.
Yes. Now that we all know each other. As I was saying, just before you joined us, Captain Kirk, the Empire appreciates the speed with which you have acted to rectify this deplorable, unnecessary little spat. Hopefully, everything can be resolved to everyone's satisfaction with as much speed as possible.
Well put, colleague. To that end, I presume to open formal negotiations with a traditional toast. An exceptional local vintage, I'm told. I took the liberty of determining in advance that it would be both tasteful and palatable to all of us. To the successful apportionment of rights.
To a rapid resolution.
To truth. Spock, you enjoyed it. I didn't think you cared for alcoholic beverages.
Protocol, Captain, required.
Now, to business, gentlemen. I'm sure that you, Vendees, and you, Kirk, immediately see that...
A moment, Mr. Ambassador.
Really, Spock, considering Koff's temper, do you think it wise to interrupt him already?
I call your attention to the back of the room, Captain.
What are you two muttering about?
The back? Oh, I see, Spock. You there. Come out where we can see you.
Oh, me?
You're the only other person in this chamber. Are you supposed to be a representative from Starfleet?
My name's Spratt. Actually, I'm more of a neutral observer.
Kirk, what's the meaning of this?
That's what I'm trying to find out, Mr. Envoy. Neutral observer, hmm? For whom?
Captain, never mind. The Pomfrencians apparently accepted him. Let's get on with this.
That face.
What are you mumbling, Spock?
Nothing.
Oh, all right. Look, Mr. Spratt. I don't know who you are or what you're doing here, but if you took advantage of the Pomfrencians...
A notoriously backward people.
Polite.
That's what I said, wasn't it?
That face. Captain. I know I've seen that face somewhere before.
Let him stay. He can do no harm. I, too, wish to proceed to a speedy conclusion of the conference.
That's right. Go right ahead, gentlemen. I'm just here to observe.
Well, if you and Koft are both willing.
As I was saying, gentlemen, it is well known that the Imperial Klingon claim to WWB-7 is totally without foundation, based wholly on rumor and a highly unlikely landing by a drunken scout pilot. It has no real legitimacy whatsoever.
Captain, request permission to return to ship. I require a full medical checkup. My hearing appears to be going...
No, Spock. I think I heard it, too.
Mr. Ambassador, did you just say what I think you just said?
I merely said we have no solid claim to the world in question. We don't. I mean, excuse me, gentlemen, I don't feel very well. Vendiz, perhaps you'd better go ahead.
If you wish. It doesn't matter anyway, since Romula has absolutely no proof that the wandering prospector who put in our claim to WWB-7 actually made planetfall. In fact, he probably made the whole story up on orders from... Great Mother of the Egg, what am I saying?
Peculiar happening here, Captain. It may be to our advantage, however. This might be a good time to state the Federation's position.
Since there seems to be some confusion on the part of both the Empire and the Romulan hegemony, let me say that the Federation's claim is valid under subsection 6 of the Treaty of Malb. Of course, everyone knows that the treaty is of dubious legitimacy and...
Most peculiar.
Ambassador Koft, Envoy Vendiz, if you two bloodsuckers are agreed, I...
You're over, Rock, Kirk. However, under the circumstances, I don't excuse you. I mean...
Why don't you both return to your ships for a little rest and shoot yourselves?
Exalted one, permit me to say that's not a very diplomatic statement to make, especially for an idiot like yourself.
What did you say, Subaltern?
Why, nothing, Exalted one. I only called you what you are, an idiot. I like to place myself not under arrest. Noble sirs, control yourselves, though I know it's hard for members of backward species to...
That face! Stop that man! Stop him!
Let me go! I haven't done anything!